You're listening to the Jason Greger Show, presented by PlayAlberta.ca. Remember, if you gamble, use your game sense. Stay within your limits. Go to GameSense.ab.ca. Are looking
to extend their legacy on this season. They've been in must-win situation here for the last few weeks. They got wins over Saskatchewan, wins over Winnipeg, and now they will head into BC to take on the BC Lions and win again and keep their playoff hopes alive. And we are joined by a guy who's been right in the middle of the Elks resurgence here down the stretch. Middle linebacker Joel DeBlanco joins us. Joel, welcome to the show, man. How you doing?
Hey, great. Thanks for having me.
Hey, man, appreciate you coming on. You know what? Can you talk about kind of the excitement? Like, I know it's not officially playoffs, but you guys have been in playoff mode here for the last few weeks, and obviously you had a lot of success doing it.
Yeah, no, I think it's just the mentality going into each game. You know, it's live or die, and backs against the wall, and just excited to be. I mean, we're just grateful to continue to have an opportunity to keep on going and be in the hunt. And you know, we always say to each other, you know, what an opportunity we have to, you know, dig out of this hole we made. And that's what we're doing. We continue to plan on doing it.
Joel, I was looking up a lot of the statistics. The BC Lions, you know, they're near the top in a lot of offensive categories and, you know, the passing yards and, you know, average yards per completion, play from scrimmage, all those sorts of things. They don't have a ton of pass attempts, you know, compared to their passing yards. They're really a big play offense. So, you know, how do you, as a defense, you know, prepare for an offense that you might go two and out, and then boom, they hit you with big plays? Is that a different offense to have to scheme against than maybe some other ones that maybe can hold on to the ball a little bit more?
Well, you know, I think it really just really goes off of Nathan Rourke. I mean, the guy's probably the best QB in the league right now and playing really high-level football. And his ability to be able to extend plays, I think, is probably one of the most underrated things about his game. He's got a great arm talent and all that. And he just runs the offense very efficiently. And so we gotta make that guy uncomfortable. That was our game plan going into the Winnipeg, and that's our game plan this week as well. So we're going to try to get him off his A game, and hopefully he'll throw us a couple.
Is he harder to tackle than people think?
Absolutely. It's actually kind of impressive when you are watching the film on him and all the tackles that he breaks, even like, you know, straight up tackles in the backfield where he's looking down the field. He's just able to tuck the football or like keep the football away and then kind of get the stiff arm to get a guy off. It takes two or three guys to tackle this guy. And especially when he's scrambling and going for extra yards, you know, he's not going to slide. He's going to fight for the extra yards. And so we got to go into it knowing that he's not going to, you know, some QBs you got to pull up on, right? He's not going to be one of them. So we're going to take advantage of that.
Joel DeBlanco joins us. Joel, you got a guy like that on your own team in Justin Rankin. And, you know, he leads the CFL. He's got 12 carries of 20-plus yards. Only one other guy even has more than six, and that's Oliveira with seven. Like, he is a big play guy. You go against him in practice. What is it about Rankin that impresses you most as a running back?
I think Rank, he's just, like, such a complete package. Like, he's got that breakaway speed. You know, he's got the balance and like, able to, you know, make that jump cut or, make a move and continue to, keep his speed going. And, a hard guy to bring down, never gives up on the play. I mean, you want to talk about another big play guy, you know, you're absolutely right. Justin Rankin, he's one of the best football players in the CFL. And, we're lucky to have him on our team. He's a baller, and it's a lot of fun. I mean, nothing gives the defense more life when, you know, we're on the bench, you know, making corrections, and then we just hear the crowd start roaring, and, you know, we got Rank the Tank breaking another one. So it's a lot of fun to watch, and love his brand of football, and he's a weapon for us for sure.
You mentioned that feeling on the sidelines. I want to go back to the third quarter last weekend against the Bombers. It's early in the third quarter. It's third and two from your only from your own 46-yard line. Usually that's a punt play all the time. But the odds actually say teams who gamble third and two actually complete it like 68% of the time. But teams only go for it 35%. So they should actually do it more. Your team does. Are you watching that play? And do you sense, like, not only does he get the first down, obviously he runs for the touchdown, and just how much emotion that gives to a team and really, you know, probably can change the whole outcome of a game on one play.
No doubt. And, you know, we've talked about it a lot in college, and my head coach would always say, listen, football is about finding a way to, you know, get the momentum of the game and then the teams that are the best at keeping that momentum. And I think that's something that we did really well in that third quarter, coming out that second half. I know in the past we struggled a little bit in third quarters, but we came out hot. You know, the defense was playing well, a lot of two and outs and getting the offense back the ball. And, yeah, that makes it tough on the other team when, you know, a lot of their game changing players are on that offensive side of the ball. And, you know, when they don't have the ball in their hands and our offense is extending drives on a third and two and, making plays like that, you know, you get all the excitement of and the energy and, in our stadium and the fans get going, you know, we just got to allow that to snowball into more. Right. And so, yeah, it was a lot of fun. And I think a changing, you know, very defining moment in that game. And, especially, you know, also with that punt return for a touchdown and how crazy of a play that was. Right. And Everybody just maintaining their poise through it all. And, you know, obviously Winnipeg had that crazy catch, but just each time we got off the field, we're like, get ready to go back out there, get ready to go back out there. I think we stopped them in like, you know, within the 3 minute mark, and maybe it was like 2:48, 2:30 around, and we're like, get ready to go again, get ready to go again. And so we're not letting any moment relax. We're pretty dialed in with everybody on the sideline. So, yeah.
Joel, do you sense, is your team just from play calling to execution, it looks like it's more aggressive than it was early in the season? Like, I know, you know, your DBs are obviously playing more up than they were early in the first month of the season, and that might have to do with experience and a lot of different things. But do you sense it as a player that you're just, your team's play calling's more aggressive, which allows maybe the players to play more aggressive?
Yeah, no, I think JC has done a really good job of, I mean, there's been an evolution to us in this defense, and a lot of the time we're playing calls that are very like we run a lot of similar stuff. I think it's a lot of, I think JC's getting more confident to be more aggressive in some of those situations where maybe he wasn't sure or hesitated a little bit. You know, because he wasn't sure if we'd maybe execute it earlier in the year or something. But we're in a very comfortable place with our defense. And I think with us being comfortable with where we're at with the team and the defense, you see all the guys on that defensive side of the ball playing more confidently, faster. Sometimes it doesn't even have to be, you know, scheming up some blitz or something like that, which we blitz a lot. But
yeah.
It's really doing our basic stuff, but doing it like playing it really fast and really confidently in it. And I think a lot of the time that's when you see like, oh, that, like we're hunting right now. Yeah. We're hunting right now. 'Cause we're not as worried. Like everyone knows what they're doing right now. We're trying to work and find ways to make it an advantage for us each and every play. So, but I would agree with you from that sense. Like JC's absolutely been, you know, but I think there's a whole kind of overall thing that, and I think it's a testament to how well we've been doing on the defensive side of the ball as well.
Well, it sounds like, Joel, that guys are more comfortable. They got more experience. The play has, in a weird way, when the play slows down, you can speed up because you see what's coming quicker.
Absolutely. Yeah. And all credit to the coaching staff for preparing us and giving us good game plans and us knowing what the offense is going to run and being dialed up for that. And, you know, just as the season's gone, continuing to have those conversations with, you know, different guys in different positions, and to where we're all talking and we're all on one page of like, hey, it's this situation, be ready for this. You know, we're all helping each other out. So that just helps us play even faster.
Yeah, well, it makes sense. Joel DeBlanco joins us. So, Joel, obviously you mentioned Rourke is a key part of that offense, and obviously you want to disrupt a quarterback all the time. You mentioned the fact you guys have blitzed more. Do you feel, because you've been blitzing, but also I found at times your defensive line has gotten infinitely more pressure in the last half of the season than they did early on, even sometimes just with a straight four-man front. And as a linebacker, how much does them getting more pressure change your job or make it easier?
Yeah, well, we looked at a stat, I don't know if it was halfway through the season or something like that, or maybe three quarters of the way. And it was, we had the most pressures of anybody in the CFL, yet we had the least amount of sacks, right? So it was like, how do you bridge that gap from like getting a pressure on a QB, like disrupting him, versus actually making the play? And those guys can continue to work, and they work after practice. And in terms of just open lines of communication, we drop a lot of those guys in the coverage, and they've taken huge steps, and we can do a lot with like our defensive line, and they've just been eating up front, and guys are playing free. And, you look at, when we played Winnipeg, there's not many times where Zach Kolaros is able to step into a throw and really get all of it. He's always got a guy in his face, whether that's, you know, him getting a hit on him, or he can't even, you know, or even if he can't step into a throw, and all those things play into, coverage and us being able to get, you know, a pick or something like that. Like a lot of times you see an interception, you go back and our D lineman's causing problems for the guys up front. And so that's been a huge part of it. And those guys are playing fast and confident. And I think it just goes into everything that we've been doing, top down, playing faster and more physical.
Joel, great stuff, man. I appreciate the candor. Continued success, and enjoy Friday night. Should be a great game.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate you having me on. And God bless you. And really excited to keep this thing rolling. To get out there on Friday.
Awesome. Joel DeBlanco.